This is Jim Monahan with Professional Baseball Instruction. Recently, PBI president and founder Doug Cinella sat down for a conversation with Philadelphia Phillies third base coach Sam Perlazzo as the Phillies prepare for the 2009 World Series. In this segment, Doug and Sam talk about hitting and the importance of doing drills, whether you're a little leaguer or a major leaguer.
Do you think that hitting work is similar to fielding work? Is it something that needs to be done every day? How do you look at different training methods, soft toss, tee work, live batting practice? I mean, what's a good mix for kids to really incorporate into their lifestyle of training for baseball?
Well, hitting is no different than anything else. These guys do that every day. Number one, hitting is the toughest thing in all sports to do. You know, you can fail 7 out of 10 times hitting and hit 300 and go to the Hall of Fame. So if there's something tougher than that, I'd like to know what it is. So if you look at it like that, you got to realize that you got to work at it. I mean, if you're going to work at the toughest thing there is to do in all the sports, you can't slack off on it. And hitting is something you do every day. Our guys come in, they do soft toss, they do tee work, they do cage work, and all prior to, you know, regular batting practice. And then after batting practice, they make a win and, you know, take a few swings or get a good feel of what they're trying to do. And there's nothing better than those kind of things. You know, one-handed drills, you know, tee work in the cage, soft toss in the cage. Swinging the bat is what it's all about. You know, good hand and wrist and forearm strength is something I think kids should work on when they're young. And it's just, hitting is just a battle. I mean, guys that are great hitters go into slumps, so it's an everyday process, and you'll never be a really good hitter if you don't work at it.
Sam, I think one of the things that, you know, Doug and I talk about all the time, and it kind of goes to what you're saying right now, is, you know, you deal with the fundamentals and repetition. And I know the parents of a lot of the players who come to us, they get their boys to a certain point, and then they say, we'd like something more. How do we give them something more and yet still stay true to those fundamentals and doing the basics and the repetition?
Well, you know, I don't know what more they actually want. You know, you can talk situations for defense, pitch locations, wind coverage, how to move out in the field, how to position yourself on breaking balls and not give it away to the hitter. You can work on hitting, on philosophies, on, you know, what a guy's throwing. You know, what do you want to give up all the plate, or you want to just use part of the plate, or you know you can't hit a certain pitch, so why sit on that pitch? And I mean, there's a lot of strategy involved, especially, you know, when pitchers are pitching, you know, not just working on the type of pitch and the quality of the pitch, but when to throw the pitch, what to see, what to recognize, so that you know that pitch is the right one to throw at the time. And, you know, there's just umpteen kind of things like that you can, you know, take it to the next level on.
Well, I think in order to take it to that next level, like you're speaking of, all these technical and, you know, very in-depth thoughts, you still need to have that fundamentally sound swing in order to approach all that, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't advance past that unless you got your basics. If you don't start out with the right things and take it all the way up, then you're beating your head against the wall, and it's not gonna work. You can try all the tricks of the trade that you have, but if you got a bad swing and you can't field the ball properly, it's not going to help you a bit.